Last few weeks, went through Perek Gimel, and Perek Gimel discussed, which we'll title them, which is Tanya, and from the title them as being the Kavos HaNefesh, which we spoke about at length, trying to describe to the best of our ability, the 10 Kavos HaNefesh, which are the 10 Sfirot, we would call them. And now he moves on to describing in Perek Daled what he calls the Levushi HaNefesh. So again, we have the Kochos HaNefesh and we have the Levushi HaNefesh. So until now in the Sefer we described that there's two different neshamas, nefashas. There's a Nefesh HaLakis and there's a Nefesh HaBahamas. Nefesh HaLakis, Nefesh HaBahamas. And the truth is, and we'll see this more as we go along in the Sefer, that both the Nefesh HaLakis and the Nefesh HaBahamas, they each have a Kochos HaNefesh and the Levushi HaNefesh. They each have both of these two parts. And whenever we do a mitzvah, or we learn Torah, or we daven, what's happening is that we're activating our kochos of our nefesh elokis. And when we do something which is the opposite, Chas v'Shalom, we're activating, we're bringing out the kochos of our nefesh bahamas. That's the basic setup. And based on those two, based on that, is how he's going to define for us what tzadikimar, what beinimar, what rishayimar. That's the basic setup. But we have to understand, what does it mean, the Levushi HaNefesh? What is the Levushi HaNefesh? The Kochos HaNefesh we described at length, but what does it mean, the Levushi HaNefesh? So before, I want to say a mashal to say there's a person who's a painter, and he's an unbelievable painter. Unbelievable painter. And he has a kochos to draw. I'm trying to think of that really famous artist. Van Gogh. Huh? Van Gogh. He has kochos, unbelievable kochos. Unbelievable kochos, able to draw beautiful, beautiful pictures. Those are koyach that he has. He has an ability to draw beautiful pictures. But if he doesn't have a place to express that koyach, to bring out his koyach of painting, then that koyach will always be dormant and it will never come out to fruition. So if he doesn't have, let's say, a brush, a canvas, he'll never be able to draw this beautiful picture, because he'll be lacking the ability to be able to express the koyach of painting that he has. So too it is when it comes to the nefesh of the person. The neshama of the person has kochos. It has kochos called chachma. It has kochos called bina. It has kochos called ahava, yira. But without a way to be able to express those kochos, without a way to bring those kochos out, may a kohen of hope give it a makom that it should be able to be expressed in, then it's always going to remain dormant. It's like the painter without his brush or without his canvas to paint on. That's the relationship between the kochos HaNefesh and the Levushi HaNefesh. The kochos are the kochos. What does the koyach mean? Koyach means an ability that you have. But your ability needs to have a place where it can manifest. And where is that? That's in your kochos HaNefesh. In the Levushi HaNefesh. The Levushi HaNefesh, your machshava, your dibur, your maisa, your thoughts, your speech, your actions, those are the levushim to be able to bring out those kochos that you have. Chokmah, bina, das, hagas, nihim, chazak, word, yisrael, mizuchah, yisrael, malchus, to bring those out of that path, to give it a muscle to be able to be expressed, those are called the levushim nefesh. Clear? That's why they're called levushim. What does it mean, a levush? A lavush is something that we use to express ourselves. We express our inner selves very much by our lavushim that we wear. If a guy is like wearing cowboy clothing, you could assume that he's a cowboy, or he's living in a dinyan that he's a cowboy. Right? If a person is wearing army clothing, then you could assume that he is in the army. Right? Because his clothing expresses that which he is that which he is right now. So too it is, that's why our levushim and nefesh are called levushim. Because they express the kochos that are within. They are megalatu mechut, that which is within inside. And really you have it the other way as well. That they express from pinimi out to the chitzaini, but it also gives it, like we just said, also the other way, a big tell on the pinimi of the person. If you are a person who's always thinking, always talking, and living in a world of Torah and mitzvot, that your levushim show where you're holding in your pinimis of who you are. So your levushim, on one hand, they bring out the expression of your kochos, but they also tell you where you're holding in terms of your kochos very often. That's how Rav Huttner says that Pshat Pasuk, Ish Lefi Mahalalai. Every man according to his praise. I mean, the person is, you can understand the person based on what he praises. That's a way that he expresses himself. So, with that introduction, now I want to start the piece. And as we go along, we'll try to explain more. I love what we just said. He'll explain right now as well. So we'll start with Perek Dalet. Furthermore, in addition, Yesh b'kol nefesh elokis shloish levushim. Every single nefesh elokis has three levushim. Again, the nefesh elokis, everything to do with the nefesh elokis, almost the nefesh of Bahamas, always is in avodas Hashem, in connection with the Rabbanu Shlomo, in Torah and mitzvahs. Whenever you're doing things with Torah and mitzvahs, it's always a levush, always going to be a levush to the nefesh elokis. The nefesh elokis, its sole purpose, its sole desire is connected to the Rabbanu Shlomo. So therefore, the nefesh elokis has as well three levushim. Shehem morade machshava dibor v'maisa shel tayav mitzvahs haTorah. These are the thoughts, the speech, the actions of the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah that we do, or that we learn. And it's always in Tariq mitzvahs of Torah, because whenever you're doing Tariq mitzvahs of Torah, like we said, when Dabak was doing mitzvahs or Torah, that's the expression of your nefesh of a kid. Shkisha adam mekayim b'maita kol mitzvahs maitiyos u'bedibor hu oitzitivet perish kol Tariq mitzvahs. When a person is being mekayim b'mitzvahs, or he's speaking and explaining all the mitzvahs of the Torah, the Hoseyan, and in the halachas, ubu machshava, and in his mind, in his thoughts, who matik kol masha esher lalahatik b'parik b'tayra, that he understands what he's able to understand in all different levels of Torah, and the parik of Torah, pshat, remez, drush, and soid of the Torah. How he clothes tayrik every nashor medubashim b'tayrim mitzvah tayra, then the clothes, meaning every person, every neshama, just like our bodies, has 613 limbs to it, so too the neshama is also has 613 parts to it. So he's speaking very general right now. He'll get more specific in a minute. But the general 613 kochos of the nefesh, the 613 parts of the soul, whenever you do a mitzvah or mitzvah, whenever you learn, whenever you daven, whatever, so what's happening is that part, that his body, his being, his 613 kochos, just 613 evarim are being expressed now through his machshava, dibor, maisa, that levush of the nefesh elokis. Understand? Ubiprotos, now more specifically, bechinat chabad shebenafshay. Let's say the chabad shebenafshay. So let's take bina. Bina, we explained, is a person being made in davar mitzvah davar. So you have that flash understanding, that's your chachma. And then you have the ability to take the parts and break the parts down into different parts. That's your Bina. But Bina, or Chachma, again, is just a koyach. It's just an ability that your nefesh has. But where does it become expressed? It needs a place to manifest itself. It needs a brush and a canvas to express itself. So where is that specifically going to be? That's going to be in the machshav of the person. So the ability that he has to be able to break things down, to understand, maybe even that is being malubish in the Torah that he's learning right now, that he's trying to understand right now, in all different levels of Torah, based on his levels of intelligence, based on the level of his soul, and how lofty of a soul he has. But his machshava, his thoughts, are the lavush, are like the brush, the canvas, to the klef of the nefesh, which is his chabad of his nefesh. Clear? Any questions? Gvaldik. Now you have the midos. So that was in the chabad. That was in the mind. The kochos of the mind. But now we also have kochos in our midos. In our attributes. Vamidos, shein yira va'ahava, v'amseyam zolseyam. Our midos, which is yira and ahava, and all the branches that come after, as we explained last week, that's all the spheres that really follow the chesed gevura, or yira, the ahava of yira. So those are the levushes, the key and hamitzvahs, the maizah, ubedibur, shur tamatur, kenegi kulam. So where are they expressed? So your feelings will be expressed in the maizah that you do, or the words that you're speaking. If you are angry, let's say, like we spoke about last week, that was an example somebody gave, that when you're angry, let's say, so that's a kayak of, let's say, gevura of your kayak and effort being expressed in your maitza that you showed up angry. You took the table and you threw it across the room. Or you took a golf club and you smashed it through a window. That's a maitza of anger. So that was your feeling of anger, which is gevura, let's say, is expressed now in that maitza of taking the golf club and smashing it through the window. Or, just to have a cleaner muscle. Huh? I'm going to go back right now to the nefesh of the kiss. Or, the nefesh of the kiss is when a person speaks, let's say, diburim of love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or he does a ma'isa mitzvah and he has an ava behind the mitzvah that he's doing. He has a tshuka, a longing to want to connect to Hashem, like we're about to say. Ki ha'ava, because the ava, he shares kora mach mitzvahs aseh. The ava is what motivates all of the 248 mitzvahs aseh. Umimena henim shachis. From that ava, you are drawn now to go. It motivates you to want to go do those mitzvahs. Umibalaga emahem kiyam amiti is the strong line. Without that ava, without the ava behind the mitzvah you're doing, you're lacking doing the mitzvah in an emesical way. The mitzvah in it being done, the emesis in a real way, is only when you do the mitzvah out of Ava, like we know the Zohar, and we also know that you're connected with it. The Zohar says that a person who doesn't do a mitzvah with Ava and Yira, it doesn't have the ability, that mitzvah, to have wings to fly up the Mala. Because the Ava and the Yira behind the mitzvah, that's the main class behind the mitzvah. Ki emekayim the emes, who are oyvet Hashem Hashem, the chofit, the davka boy, the emes, when you love Hashem, he desires to connect to Hashem. The edge of a davka by the emes, and it's impossible to connect to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Ki'im b'kiyam remach pikudim, without doing the mitzvahs, 248 mitzvahs. The real way to connect to the Rabbanu Shel Olam is only by doing mitzvahs. She'im remach ibn demako, which the mitzvahs themselves are the 248 limbs kriyachol of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Kamosh yisbar b'makom achar, we'll explain it in another place. So that's in terms of Ava, doing the mitzvah out of Ava, and that's the motivation to the 248 mitzvahs asim. The Yira, and the Yira now though, is going to be the motivation to not do the 365 mitzvahs asim. The Yira stops you from being over, going against, rebelling against the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Because maybe you're afraid of getting punished, let's say. Or your opinion is into, or maybe there's an even deeper yira. Shemitzbayishes megzilotay, that you're embarrassed because of the greatness, you're mocking the greatness of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Limrod enik avodah, so therefore you don't want to go against it because you're mocking the greatness. It's not the fear of, let's say, being punished, let's say. But you're mocking the greatness, the gadol, like when you're in front of an Adam Gadol, and you're mocking his greatness, and you feel like you lose your senses in front of him. You feel certain illusion in front of him. Because you're mocking his greatness. And therefore you'll also act in front of him in a different way than you would act normally. Right? You wouldn't do the same things in your house as you would do if you were in front of Rabbi Yashin, say something like Racha. Because it changes you. It makes you have a yira busha. So when you feel that same way about the Rabbeinu Shleilam, that's called a much deeper yira. That's called a yira, yira tabesha. You have a busha in front of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And that yira will cause you to make sure not to do what? To make sure to not do any of the mitzvahs, those type of things. Do anything that Hashem, all the things that Hashem despises. Hey, my klipot of Sitra Acha, Hashem, he calls them the other matakrain. That the klipot of Sitra Acha, where do they get their life force from? They get their life force from the other matakrain. That they get their life, they get their energy from the mitzvahs lo tateh that a person does. And the yira causes us to refrain from doing those things. So we have here is these three levushim, which is the machshava, dibur, and maisa. The machshava, more specifically, is the levush to the chabad of the kayf of the nefesh. And the midot, the ava, the yira of the nefesh, let's say, and all the other ones as well, where they're expressed, those will be mainly expressed in the levush of the dibur or the maisa that a person does. Questions?
You said the mitzvah of mitzvah as an ahava, that's mitzvah of chesed?
That's mitzvah of chesed in terms of a sphere, yeah.
Also, when a person's in anger, right, when a person smashes something, is the chesed going out? Why is it gvura?
It's a mitzvah of gvura, because gvura, like we said last week, really means when you strip it from it, it's just term, you know, gevura. It means that you're being merachik. A mitzvah like that, anybody who sees you doing it, let's say, will not want to talk to you or be friends with you probably afterwards. It's a big rechus to take a golf club and smash it through a window. It could be also holding back, but it's holding back. Holding back means that you're being merachik yourself from something. Fine. So that's the general picture. Behine. Shloisha Labushim Elu Ma'atoya the Mitzvotel. Now these three Labushim of Torah and Mitzvot, Ad Shenikroyim Labushim, even though that they are called Labushim, meaning that they are used, though they never grew up in the Shama, that they are used to express the Kot of the Nefesh. In kol zeh gevoya v'gadlo ma'alotam that in kates v'sleif amalos nefesh v'ruach v'neshama atman. But their ma'ala, their greatness, is much higher even than the actual kochos and nefesh that we have. Than the nefesh, ruach, and neshama that we have. Why? How could that be? This is my kochos, this is my more inner self, and this is a levush. This seems to be more outside of me. Like a levush. What is a levush? A labush is something that I could take off and I could take on. Right? I'm not always thinking, I'm not always speaking, I'm not always doing actions. Thinking is a little bit more complicated, but my thoughts could interchange with each other. I don't want to get into thoughts. But a person that edits his mind is always moving. But a miser or dibur, he doesn't have to necessarily be doing it. But your kokh v'nefesh, that's my etzem self on a certain level. So how could it be that these levushim are higher than my etzem me? Kapikasha? If the levushim are outside of me and they're farther than my etzem me, so how is he saying over here that the nefesh, ruach, and neshama, they're way lower, the enkates the safe than the levushim and nefesh? So he answers like this. Kamoshikot Bazar, the Heilig Bazar says, the rice of the Kucha Brichu Kulichad, that the Torah and Hashem are completely united with each other. Perish, the rice he chachmava v'ratzon HaShakadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is the chachma and the ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's Hashem's wisdom and Hashem's desires, kibyachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atmai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself in all his glory, chad is kul chad ki hu yodeh b'hu amada. What goes to the Elishim Rambam, like we spoke about the Rambam earlier on, I don't want to explain that again right now, but what the Rambam explained basically was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Chokmah and his Ratzon, he's completely united with that. He's completely united with that. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely united with his Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely united and completely one with the Torah. So Imkin, if I'm doing a mitzvah now, or I'm learning Torah, what's happening? I'm connecting myself to the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is inside that Torah. Now how do I learn Torah? How do I connect to Torah? How do I do a mitzvah? That's only through what? Through my levushim. Exactly. My levushim allow me to do that. Without my levushim, I cannot connect myself to the Torah, which has this complete unity with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Understand? The Levushim allow me to have a relationship, to relate, to connect to the Torah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely united with. And I was explaining now what the Milah is of that, and how great that Milah goes. But without a Levushim, we are unable to connect to the Torah, which is completely united with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Car? Yeah? The Akkadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Ein Soif V'Gzilato Ein Cheker. So even the Akkadosh Baruch Hu, he's Ein Soif. And we can never understand his greatness. V'Leit Makshav V'Tzfitza Be'Klal, and no mind can really grasp him. V'Chein B'Ratzon V'Chokhmasa, and so too, not only him himself, but his Ratzon and his Chokhmah as well. Like it says, could exceed. Ein cheker v'tzibunosay. There's no cheker. I say cheker in English again. Investigation. Why not? To his understanding. Ha cheker kot himza. Could you really have an understanding of Hashem? Because he lo machshavah machshavecha. By machshavah not like your machshavah. Hashem tells us. So even his rota and his machshavah we have no understanding of. So imkain, how are we connecting to this Ribbono Shel Olam? How are we saying that we're connecting to this infinite of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Through the Torah, which is completely one with the Torah, how are we connecting to them, which is so great and so vast? How are we connecting to that? So just as a hakdama to this next part, so there's something called tzimtzum. Kadosh Baruch Hu might be mitzamtim himself. Somebody's mitzamtim, and then there's another thing which he will call later on. It's like a hishtalshut, but it's called the Seisra Madregas. He hides himself. What does that mean? Tzimtzum, what it normally means, and normally, won't mean that here, let me first explain, is like a Rebbe who's teaching a Talmud. When a Rebbe teaches a Talmud, the Rebbe has a very, very deep understanding, let's say, of the Sugya. But when a Rebbe wants to give over the depth of that Sugya, he can't give it over with all the depth that he has. Because if he does that, then it'll cross the mind of the Talmud. The Talmud will never be able to understand it like the way that the Rebbe understands it. The Rebbe had to bring it down to the level of the Talmud. That's called you being mitzamtin. That's called you're breaking it down. You're stripping it from it where it was, and you're breaking it down in a way that it should be able to be understood to the Talmud. So it's not this thing like it was originally. But then there's another way of giving over something, which is, let's say, like an Av gives over Zera. So inside of that Zera, everything is inside that Zera. The whole Abba, the whole Father, is inside of that seed. The whole Father is there. It's just concealed inside there, but it has all the parts of the Father, and so that the Son could be like the Father. Like we find that Abraham, Eva told Yitzchak that Abraham holy is Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak looked like Abraham, that's why I repeated it, as the Rashi said. People were worried about Avimelech, that maybe Yitzchak was the son of Avimelech. So he looks like his father. So you see that there's a dilemma that the father and the Ben has to each other. Because you could give over more of the bigger picture, the whole father to the ben. Masha Ein came when it comes to, let's say, a Rebbe and a Talmud, to give over a seichel to a Talmud, you need to break it down for him in a way that's pashut, you hide a lot of the depth, a lot of the lumbus which is behind it. That's the difference between a tzimtzum, hiding it, concealing it, versus Sefer Madrigas, you're not being mitzamtzim, you're not hiding it in a way that you're making it smaller, you're just covering it over, but you're still giving over the whole entire picture. Clear? Yeah? So that's the way that Torah is going to be as well. It's like the Arum. The Arum, we said that the Shekhinah was Ben Badia Arum. So what does it mean that the Shekhinah was by the body of Aaron? It didn't mean that there was, it was taken away from the greatness of godliness which was expressed over there. It just means that the greatness of God, of godliness which was expressed over there, the greatness of the Shekhinah which was expressed over there, was just put in between that place. So too it is when it comes to the Torah, we're going to say. Because Baruch Hu takes his infinite self, it doesn't hide, name it something, like a Rebbe to a Talmud, the Torah, himself inside of the Torah. He just fits himself inside the Torah in a way that it's like the father who gives over a seed, which is everything is still inside of him. So it fits in that makom, so to speak, without it concealing all the greatness. Clear?
No.
Again. It's the same thing I said before. You have the Rebbe and the Talmud. And the Rebbe...
Both. The Torah is both,
you
say?
No. The Torah is...
Nothing is left out of the Torah.
It's all there. When you the Torah is like the seed, like the father gives over seed, everything, the whole father is inside of the seed. So, but it just, it's maluba, it becomes smaller in that place, let's say, into that seed. But the whole father is the essence inside the seed. But in Kena, a Rebbe and a Talmud, the Rebbe hides all the lumbers of the sugya, let's say, in order that the Talmud should be able to understand what's going on. It's a complete concealment, it's a symptom. It's really hiding over with it. It's taking away from it. Here it's not taking away. It's giving over the thing that it is.
Meaning the way we can relate to Hashem, from our perspective, all Hashem is completely
different. We're able to connect with Baruch Hu's infinite glory is through the Torah, because the Torah doesn't hide that. It doesn't cover it over. It's like when a person wants to look at the sun, you wear sunglasses. So your sunglasses hide over the sun for you to be able to look at the sun. That's not what the Torah is doing.
It doesn't conceal it, it reveals
it. It's our ability to connect with Rosh Hashanah in all of his greatness. In a way that it's still hiding itself, but not hiding itself in a way that you're taking away from it. Like it would be a Rebbe in a Talmud. Understand?
Yes.
Comes a whole new idea, sir. A whole new outlook on how to look at Torah. It's awfully. It should change your whole perspective every time you open up a Gemara and learn what you're connecting to now. It's a completely different picture.
And Olam
will make a Tzimtzum, yeah. 100%.
In
relation to
the Torah,
right.
The Olam is the
Rebbe Hamashal. Yes.
In the Torah,
there's
the Olam is the
Zerah. Yes. That's what, like he said, the Torah, the Olam is the Hamashal, to conceal. It's being mitzamtin over something.
That's right.
That's why you take the Sarah Mamaras, the Sarah Mamaras, you have also the Sarah Zedibir. You have to be Magal inside of the Olam, as well through the, you have to be Magal the Olakus, through the Torah and the Olam. It opens up the whole entire world. So that's the difference between the two. Hine al-zeh omru. So now we're going to explain this idea. Yeah? Hine al-zeh omru b'mokom sh'atem moitze g'dilosh ha-shakadosh Baruch Hu sham atem moitze omru t'nusa. In the place that you find the greatest of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's also where you find his anivus. Anivus means that he hides himself. So over there in the place where he's hiding himself, you're still finding all of the greatness. It's not a concealment of that greatness. It's not like a Rebbe in the Talmud, which is hiding over the mind of the Rebbe. Over there, in the place where he conceals himself, in the Torah, over there you're also going to find his greatness, all the glory of Baruch Hu, the insert of Baruch Hu. The Tzimtzim, because Baruch Hu returns, so here Tzimtzim doesn't mean the Tzimtzim of Rebbe of the Talmud, it means like the seed. Mitzvah kol vavu letzanim chachmas b'tayv mitzvah zatayv b'chasem b'tshavi oitzus tanav b'tashu stein shabir agados b'mizhei chachminizah. Kosh Baruch Hu takes the himself and he put himself, he's mitzamtim himself inside of the Torah. B'kdei, the why did he do that? Why did he mitzamtim himself inside the Torah? B'kdei shekol ha'neshama oy nefesh or ruach benefesh b'gufa adam, that every part of the soul of the person is tuchel lehatzigam bezaita, so the kaim of komash after the kaim ben, that he's able to be mekayim the mitzvah, able to do the mitzvah, understand the mitzvah of the Torah, from ma'ase diba makshava to all the levushim, ba'aydin zet tishlavish b'kol etz b'chin asem b'shlosh levushim elu. And by doing so, when he does that, and he learns the Torah, so what's happening is now that all of the koyches of his nefesh have a place to express themselves, which is in these levushim of the machshava diba ma'ase. And now he's able to connect with Kodesh Baruch Hu in all of his greatness, which he wasn't able to do beforehand. Because in the Torah he put himself in a way of insight. Clear? Now that's the milah that he started off with, that's the milah of the levushim over the etzim kochos ha-nefesh. Because the levushim allow you to connect to that. Without your levushim, you have no way to express your kochos ha-nefesh to connect that which is outside of you, which is the Torah, and now being able to connect to the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Clear?
You said that the Rebbe
wasn't sensing
himself in the Torah,
but Hashem doesn't
himself in the Torah?
It's like a way, it's not the Rebbe Talmud Mashal, it's a Mashal of the seed.
Hashem wasn't
sensing
himself in the
Torah. He hides himself in a way that he's not concealing himself. That means that's like the seed. You can't say that the seed is the father, but everything of the father is there. There's nothing held back of the father that's inside of that seed. But it's all there. It's all there. So you can even make a child that looks like its father. And act like its father, have the same mannerisms, right, of the father. Because it's all there. Asher Enki in the Seichel of the Rebbe and the Talmud, it doesn't go that way. I'm hiding over you the etzem idea. I'm not giving you the lumbus. Why? Because I gave you the lumbus, you never understand it. That's the difference. For the chain, nimshala ha-toyah l'mayim. Therefore, the Torah is a muscle to water. Because my mind, yodim alakim gavoy alakim namach, just like water goes from a very high place to a very low place, kach ha-toyah yodim alakim kavuda, shehi retzoyin alakim ha-chmos yisbarak, v'ra'i z'kish b'irchu, kudu chad, v'ra'i z'mokshan t'viz v'iklal. So too, the Torah goes from a very, very high makom, and it has inside of it, meaning it takes the Rebbeinu Shalom, which is in a very, very high makom, and is able to bring it down in a way that we can connect to it. Umisham nafa b'yarda, this is the other term, the seisra madregas, there it goes and it covers over the madregas. The madregas b'yishtashos alamos, from every olam, down and down and down, the root of the Torah is in the higher alamos, but it goes all the way down the Torah, all the different madregas, until this world. Ashen eslam shebe devarim gashmi b'yinyonim olam amadah, until the Torah comes into things like a lulav or tzitzit v'chulu, chain red mitzvahs of Torah v'kulam, which is the Torah. Most of the Torah is built on the physical mitzvahs that we do. The chosen will be tzrufi oisios gashus b'daya or sefer etzim v'arba svarim, and the Torah that has is written on paper cloth. Shebe Torah neviim b'kesuvim kidei shteh kol machshava tefitzvam, because now every single machshava could have an understanding. With your machshava now, you can have a tefisa, you can have an understanding, you can have a connection to the infinite light of the Rebbeinu Shlom, which is behind that Torah. V'afilu b'chinat dibur ma'aser shelamata v'madregas machshava tefisa v'anu mislabesh b'hen. Now even when you just do a ma'aser, or you speak in learning, now even through that, the person could connect to the Rebbeinu Shlom, the infinite light of the Rebbeinu Shlom, which he couldn't do before having these levushim. And that's why these levushim are on an unbelievable, the aim case madrigal is greater than even the kochos of the nefesh themselves. Because they allow you to connect to the Torah, which allows you to connect to an infinite light which you couldn't have done beforehand. Klar? U'ma'afrashah, a little bit more. U'ma'afrashah, Torah, u'mitzvasem al-vishim, ko'etzer b'chinas al-nefesh, v'kotayg evriya me'rosh al-ragla. Once now, the Torah is a levush to the kochos ha-nefesh through your machshava dibur ma'isa. Haikulot tzaruah b'tzaruah chayim as Hashem mamish. Now you're completely tzor, you're completely bounded with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the one who gives life. And Hashem's light completely encircles you, envelops you when you do a mitzvah mitzvah, when you do a Torah, the endless light of the Ribbono Shel Olam completely envelops you. He's my tzur, and I can't think of it in English right now. Exabai.
That's huge.
There you go. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, the tzuri, meaning I connect with him. Also not tzurura. Like a mugging, like a shield which protects the person, which surrounds him, so too is him, your rotten, when I do a mitzvah, your rotten, Rabbi Shalom, completely envelops me, completely surrounds me. Shuhu Ratzon of Chachmas, you spread out how the Roshim be Toyah of Mitzvah, which is the rotten Hashem, and the Chachma Hashem, which is Mibubashim in the Toyah of the Mitzvah. This is the whole Indian of Allah, for the reading, we'll stop here. This is the Indian of the Levushim. The Levushim are the Machshava Dibar Maisa, and through them we're able to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam in a way which is in gavul to what we would have been able to without having the Levushim to learn Torah with or to do mitzvahs with. And really what you could say is that when you have your Machshava on a certain level is really like the most panemius of all those Levushim. It's the inner of all those Levushim. And in fact, mainly, and every mitzvah, when it comes to, let's say, a dibor, or a maizah that we do, your machshava is really, the kavana, which is really behind it, is really like the hashlama to that inyan. For example, when we do a maizah, let's say we daven. So tefillah, Chazal tell us, tefillah is connected to kavana. It's connected to carbon tamid. And we know when it comes to a carbon, so just like by a carbon, there's certain rules, so too by tefillah, maybe you could apply the same rule. So when it comes to a carbon, there's a mitzvah called pigel. Pigel means, let's say you do one of the four avodas, let's say zrikas adam of the carbon, and you have in mind that you want to, when you're doing zrika, that you want to eat the basar later, outside of the zman, chutz mizmana. So that machshava that you have when you did by the korban to eat a chutz mizmana by zrikas adam, that made the whole korban an invalid korban. So what do you see from that? That the machshava behind that korban made the korban not a proper korban, because your machshava makes that your ma'aser should become a ma'aser which is b'shleimus or b'dibor. So too it is when a person davens. A yid, he has davens, and he davens, he's making sure that his machshava is connected to the tefillah that he's doing. His machshava has to be involved in the tefillah, in the ma'aser tefillah that he's doing, in the dibur that he's saying. And without that, it's lacking the life force, the energy, the neshama, so to speak, of the tefillah that he's davening itself. My Rebbe says that a yid, there's no such thing as a yin not being a Baal Mechavin. A yin, everything that he does, his machshava is always connected to every single ma'aser and dibur that he does. It always has to be there, he always has to be connected to every single ma'aser that he does. That's like we say, soit ma'aser, the machshava tchila. That your soit ma'aser is connected to the machshava, the machshava tchila is connected to the machshava. And that's what a yin has to do. A yin is connect every single ma'aser to the machshava that he's doing. That's why there's choshek on his or. The machshava versus this your dibur and your maisa is choshek versus or. Because the machshava, I have thoughts, but my thoughts are concealed from you. So to you, my machshava is a choshek. Machshava represents choshek. My dibur, my maisa, is an or. It's his galus. It reveals. Or is the ability to reveal itself. So when I do a maisa and I have a machshava, it's a connecting my machshava, my choshech and or together. It's a connection of choshech and or together. That's why Yisrael, the word Yisrael, which a yid is, who is a person who has to be makashet his machshava and his maisa, Yisrael is the magia or the choshech. Yisrael is much of all the choshech, because the yid does a ma'isa, he has a choshech and an or together with it. on Shabbos also has to be that way. That's why the Gemara learns out lighting Neir Shabbos from the clouds, from the Ananim. And because it learns out of it that it has to be at a certain time. Why? At the time when the cloud, the Ananiya Esh, and the Ananim, then they both were there at the same time together. That's when you're Makabal Shabbos. That's the Neir Shabbos. When the Or and the Choshech were mixed together, that's why what do we say on Shabbos? The first thing we say is Sof Ma'aseh Machshavah Tchila. Shabbos is Sof Ma'aseh Machshavah Tchila because of the connection of that Choshech and that Or together. When you're sleeping, you don't have a Machshavah. That's why Haman said, Yesh no Amechad, they're sleeping behind their mitzvahs. That was Haman's taina. That Klal Yisrael, they were sleeping in their mitzvahs. It means they didn't have a Machshavah behind the mitzvahs that they're doing. So, Mr. Shem, what we have to do is we have to try to order ourselves and every single mitzvah that we're doing to be able to make sure that we have a machshava behind the mitzvah. When we daven and our machshava is behind it. Eitz HaTzoyvet Mashman, you could say, the Yom Rebbe one time I heard, you know, you take one pasuk and say, this pasuk I'm going to have kavanah for. This pasuk, and then you take the next pasuk, and you do that for a little bit in the beginning of davening, and then afterwards during davening, hopefully your davening will flow a little bit better, and your machshava will be more naturally connected to the words that you're saying. Shuvizayach and Mr. Shem, to daven with the Gishmak, and to bring out our kofos and nefesh in the right way possible, to connecting to Akash Baruch Hu, Mr. Shem.
Amen.